Blog Talk Radio.
Same age as me now, so I mean, it's one of them conversations.
Oh, man. But you know what? At the same time, you got to find joy in the fact that you are shaping and molding that young lady. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's a great thing. That is a great thing. You know, I think about my granddaughter and I can't of a minute or a second during the day that I don't want that little girl up under me, that I don't want that little girl looking up at me with the pop, pop. Oh, my God. Hey, I'm a sucker, y'all. I'm a straight sucker when it comes to her, because when she look at me and say pop, pop, I melt. I melt, y'all. If she can get what it, listen, pop, pop, I need $1 million. I'm going to play $200 on the line so I can get my baby $1 million. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I'm crazy like that. Anyway, that's a beautiful thing. I love that. And listen, I'm telling y'all, Trish, you got to put a picture up of that baby, man, so they can see her. She is the cutest of the cutest of the cutest. I'm trying to tell y'all, that little girl, that little girl will steal your heart, your liver, your lungs, and everything. Ain't nothing safe in her presence. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
She is a precious commercial kid. You know what I mean? She's the one that can be on the commercial that'll have your ass dumb up. I got to run the DQ and get a brownie sundae. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what's
right.
All right, y'all. Today on Tales Corner, we're going to discuss the NBA's latest. What's the problem with Golden State? What's going on in Golden State right now? Also, is it time for the 76ers to move on from Doc Rivers? Are the Thunder a hoax or the real deal with SGA giving his all? And I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm going to be honest with you. SGA is all I can remember and all I can pronounce of this young man's name. Because he got one of the wildest names. Yes. That boy.
Shaq Gildress Alexander.
SGA. Yeah, that's how I'm going to do that one. I ain't trying to bite my tongue.
No,
NFL Lady T presents the Week 11 edition of Lady T's Picks. And, hey, look, y'all. Look, damn it. Listen. Get on these picks. I need new winners. We need new winners. Get on y'all picks. Think about it. Boom, shock, lock, over them jumps. To make sure that your pick is the pick. That's the winning pick. Boom, shock, lock,
that's
lock,
right.
lock. We will discuss the week that is or will be Week 11 in the NFL. The Eagles have made news. They've signed your boy Ndamukong Suh. And some tell me that's how you know you got your hind parts whipped when you go and start making changes to your team. So thanks, Washington. Yeah, that back.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Amen. So, y'all join us with Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or you can also join DMV Kale and our live and studio guests at 563-999-3782. Come on, have a little sports talk fun with them. Y'all talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about. All right.
Okay.
I ain't gonna do it again. I'm gonna hit y'all with something different. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
We still on. VIP, gas tank on E, but all drinks on me. White, fresh kicks, fresh white, tall teeth, fresh NFL hats, fresh bowls with the green. White, pussy niggas wanna hit me with the heat. Real, recognize real, real niggas don't speak. White, chicken legs, I've been rolling about a week. You can tell I got cake by the diamonds in my teeth. White, black face, so you know a nigga rolling. They ain't check mad to dough, so ain't no telling what I'm holding. White, man.
Wipe it out. That's what I would say. They ain't check me at the door, so ain't no telling what I'm holding. And that's the... I ain't even going to get into it. All I'm going to say is them clubs in the country, down North Carolina, way in the sticks in Virginia and all the places like that, you better watch out. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. Them bands are coming crazy. What's the problem with Golden State, y'all? What's the problem with Golden State, man? What do you think it is, Trish? What can you blame it on?
I don't know. I think it's the I can't really put my finger on it. Like, I don't know if it was because of the fight. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's going on. It's just lack of chemistry to me right now. It's like everybody is just doing their own thing right now.
What's going on. And let me say this. Creech and I both are aware that the season has just started. We're both aware of that. But there are things that we're seeing from this Golden State Warrior team that we've never seen before, y'all.
Right.
Different characteristics. You know, one writer said it's the fact that Golden State is not playing defense. Well, we think about it, the report was always on Golden State's offense, right? We always heard about Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and even Draymond Green and their offensive endeavors. We never really heard about their defensive endeavors, but the thing about it, they were actually playing defense back then. They were actually getting steals, you know? Turnovers weren't as phantom as they are now with Golden State. So it's like, you know, what's really going on with Golden State? And Treach, you hit it right on the nose. You hit it right on the nose, man. That fight between a team captain and a young rookie player has ruffled them more than they would admit to, I'll say. And it's only natural, y'all. Golden State, I'm here to let you know, it's only natural. There's always going to be a little animosity or ill feelings after a fight. Always.
Yeah.
Especially if you are Jordan Poole, and everybody seeing you get knocked the hell out, and followed up on. You know, there's always, because listen, and this is one point that was made to me that I didn't even really think about it. Jordan Poole can get over it at any time, at any moment. But Jordan Poole's family, his friends, people that are so-called close
that
to the young
him.
Man, that love him, right. They not going to get over this as easy.
Yeah.
They're not going to move on from this as quick.
As easy.
You know? And these are the people that he talks to and relate to on the regular. So, if he feels as though I can't call them, I can't talk to them, because all they want to talk about is this and that, and I just don't want to, you know, get caught up in this and that. I don't want to talk about this and that, you know.
Right.
Then guess what that does? That takes away this young man's relief valve. From all the pressure, from all the extra that is the NBA. Him being able to have that coping mechanism inside a family or friend relationship, well, now that is disturbed because part of what has gone on in the NBA has infiltrated, completely infiltrated those peaceful conversations, those peaceful times. So now what does he do? What can he do? Where can he go? Who can he turn to? You know? So I think that's a big part of exactly what's going on with Golden State. I think those guys just don't know where to go from here. Let's take a phone call right on this one. My man Lou, what's happening, Lou?
Hey,
okay.
Lou.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And in case if I don't get a chance to call next week, happy Thanksgiving, first of all.
Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
Yeah.
Yep, thanks.
All right.
How do you feel?
Oh, besides being frigid out here, we're okay.
Oh.
Well, it's going to get cold. But at least not in Buffalo.
Yeah.
I was saying as far as, go ahead, Kale.
We mean, what do you say as far as Golden State? You know, what do you see?
What is wrong with Golden State? I mean, they came by a win away from home. What is wrong with this team? I mean, I know teams have had championship hangovers like in any sport, but, I mean, not even won a game yet, and it's almost December. What has sunk the air ball out of the Warriors?
I don't know, but I wish they had some of these at-home games scheduled with Washington so we go ahead and get these W's and get them out the way. Because I do feel like they're going to turn it around. I do feel like they're going to turn it around eventually, but for the right here and right now,
when?
For the present moment, what exactly is going on with Golden State? Serious.
I mean, you got to play Thompson all the back, so what's wrong?
0-7 on the road.
Yes.
0-9.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, it's 0-9 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, 0-9 now. And since the Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson era, do we remember them ever starting a season like this on the road?
Hasn't happened in 30 years.
Nope. I was about to say the same thing, Lou. Hasn't happened in 30 years.
Wow.
Nope.
Wow. That's a head-scratcher for me. That's a head-scratcher for me. Let's take another call. 57, what does it do, brother? What does it do?
Hey.
How you doing today?
What's up, gang? How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, Nay.
Beautiful.
Hey, sis. Hey, Kale. Lou, what's up, Lou? We'll tell you something.
I'm a third cousin.
I think it's everything sis said. You know, the fight started the ball rolling, messed up the chemistry, you know. On top of the fact that you got to remember, you're the champ from last year, so everybody wants to kick your butt this year, you know. So you're dealing with that, you know. Everybody wants to do that, you know, but if you look at the stats, though, they're on the bottom tier as far as the defense. They're number 27 when it comes to their defense. They used to be able to get away with that because of the way they ran the ball, the way they passed the ball. Sometimes you can be so good that some things can make up for the deficiencies that you have. But when you start losing, your deficiencies are right out there glaring at you and everybody else to see. Steve Kerr even admitted that after the fight, he knew that this was going to be his hardest season as coach, because now you got to build the chemistry back because it's been disturbed.
Yeah, because to piggyback over what Heat 57 is saying, you gotta. It's going to be like people pick sides after that. You know,
yes,
right,
yes.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like now the whole locker room divided.
Yes, Bro, you shouldn't have let him hit you like that, bro. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If I was him, I would have done this or I would have did that. Everybody going to have their little opinions, and then your real friends are going to say, man, you did the right thing. You know, something positive. You know, I ain't saying this what they're going to say, but they're going to say something positive to make him not feel as bad as he probably feels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's what a real friend would
something do. Something like, at least you got paid, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, try to make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
Try to make them laugh about it or something. You know, try to make, you know, lighter. Because it's already a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? So you just want to lighten the air a little bit for him. And make it, you know, make
another
it,
thing.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish.
And sis, another thing, you know, if y'all don't mind me saying, Wiggins and Jordan Poole realized y'all couldn't have won this championship without us last year. Say Steph, you have Curry there.
Mm-hmm.
They could not have won that title without them two guys last year.
No.
And now that they got that
everybody
money, they want more a say. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody did their part. Everybody did what they were told to do. And they got a championship in the end of it. So now they're like,
Jordan Poole tired of being with
like
the second team.
I feel like I can say something too. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, can y'all
there you go.
Can y'all agree with this? Can y'all agree with this? The changing of the guard is going on right before our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, the players who are known and well documented as the guys who are getting Golden State over their hump to where they want to be, it's changing hands now. Klay Thompson, I'm sorry, Klay has not been the Klay that we all know since coming back from this last injury. He just had
it. I agree.
And that's not, to say anything bad about Klay. He's older. And
it was a serious injury. So he's probably a little nervous.
Yes.
Two of them, back to back.
Yes.
Right,
So,
you know,
he's
going to get mad at Charles Barkley.
I agree with that.
Yep.
He's playing a little nervous.
I'm with you on that, sis.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's a changing of the guard, guys. Normally we'll see one game where guys are not playing up to snuff, and then a new guy will be in there, you know. But because of what Golden State feels they owe these guys, that's Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson. And don't get me wrong. Steph is still playing to a Steph caliber because he's still averaging 25, almost 30 points a game. You know, five to six three-pointers, you know. He's still averaging his same, but Steph Curry was never a defensive type guy. So we would applaud and be happy when we see Steph participate on the defensive end, but for real, we didn't expect that from him. That wasn't his game, never has been. But Draymond Green.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You good.
I think Jordan Poole, he's been playing like lights out. Even though they've been losing, he's been playing lights out, like 36 points. You know what I'm saying? He's been doing really good, but he's been coming. I mean, he started off that game, and then he made that 36. So I'm thinking somebody, you know, in that rotation going to have to take a seat and sit down for a minute because this young guy is jumping out the gym, like all the way jumping out the gym.
So
I don't know.
Who are you going to sit down? Who are you going to sit down?
Draymond Green.
I was thinking more Clay.
Did you see him last night?
I was thinking Clay,
but okay, you said Draymond.
Why,
okay.
Why you say Draymond?
I mean, but sis, I know you saw the game last night, sis. I know you saw how he played.
He looked like he was
uninterested in the game at all.
But you know, that was one game. You know what I'm saying? That he felt like that. I just felt like Clay hasn't been playing consistent. Like, he'll give you one or two games where you see the spark and he's feeling it. And it's looking good for him, and then he give you like some womp 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 like that in a couple of more games, you know. So I just feel like
Charlie Brown
he'll do good coming off the bench, and I think he'll be happier coming off the bench because the pressure won't be so much on him.
Oh, okay,
I can go with that. Yeah.
It'll be less of a story because if you pick Draymond Green over Claypool, that's going to be a story, and that's going to be another distraction.
Yes,
with
that they don't need.
People are going to say taken away from their defense. Oh well, Draymond Green was the defensive leader on the team. Draymond Green was that dude. And they're going back to the people who are on Draymond's side. The only reason they're sitting him is because Draymond knocked Jordan Poole out. We don't want that.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
Well,
if Draymond was playing like the Draymond of last year, I would say, you know, I love Draymond. I love his game. I love the way he plays. But he's not giving them that right now. And then last night, I was just sitting there watching it going, man, what are you doing? I know you mad, but, dad, come on. You know?
Right. Yeah.
And the reason I said Draymond is because at any minute, Klay Thompson on the court could become the old Klay and give you 25 or 30. Draymond never going to give you 20 points a game. He's not in any game.
Never.
He'll give you 20 assists and a couple of blocks.
Yeah, that's
he'll
true.
He'll do that.
That's true.
He'll
that's
do
true.
That.
That's true.
Especially when he knows his shot ain't true. Like he'll get up in your face and give you a check or two. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
no doubt.
Yes, he will. Yeah.
Yes, he will. I've always called Draymond Green the baby Dennis Rodman. Because Dennis Rodman, it was a time where I thought Dennis Rodman was going for a tech every game type situation. You know what I mean? And Draymond ain't going to give you a tech every game, but he is going to give it to you when he feel it's necessary. And in the past, he was right on time with it. Let's take another call. What's up, 007? What it do?
Yeah. Hey, 007.
Good evening, my brother.
Ain't no thing with some chicken with some hot sauce. Hey, look, I'm looking at this stats, right?
Right.
Look, you guys, Jordan Poole coming off the bench, right? You played more minutes than anybody on the bench. You played 27 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You 0-for-5. You 0-for-5 from the field goal range. And you 0-for-3 for 3 points. And you wonder why Draymond Green is frustrated. You on a championship team, bro. You can't be out there loafing like that. You are all done. You got Draymond Green out here 29 minutes, 3-for-3. Maybe they ain't passed the ball to him much, but he's working. And you know, they need to step up. The Golden State Warriors have to step up.
3-for-3, that means he didn't get the ball.
3-for-3,
that means
he didn't get the ball enough. Because, you know, Stephon Curry was eating 50 points.
And they still didn't win.
They don't share the ball. The communication is off. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
The communication is off. Because Steph Curry should never be getting 50 points and nobody else get at least close to it, at least 30, 35. Somebody got to get something. I mean,
yeah, it sounds like the same thing we accuse Luka Doncic, 50 points in the team don't win. Everybody standing around because he got the ball in his hand.
Yep, Great example. Great example.
Yeah.
But we can't be mad at Luka Doncic and say it's okay for Curry at the same time. We gotta take a stand on this. We gotta take a stand on this. And basketball, since I've known it, since I fell in love with it, has always been a team sport. Yes, there have been single players who have dominated and taken over, but it's always been a team sport. It's always been, we can compare LeBron to Mike all we want to. Neither one of them would have accomplished the things that they did if they didn't have teammates. If they didn't have teammates.
True.
Let's take another call. What's up, brother Ted?
Yes, sir. Hey, Ted.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey,
Ted.
Good, bro. What's wrong with Golden State, man?
Right.
I really don't know, man. I mean,
I know that's right.
If they lacking defense, why they send that boy Wiseman down to the G League? You know, anytime that I saw him, you know, he was blocking shots, defending, and what have you. And the only way you get better is you need to play on that level. Are they thinking about trading him? They talking about he needs more time. Give him a little time on that floor. So like you said, Draymond ain't been the same. Exactly like you were saying, 57, Draymond not being the same Draymond. So therefore, get them young boys up in there, especially early in the season. You need to get them battle tested. So when playoff come, because, well, y'all, it's like Steph say, you know, they got issues. You know, so they either got to fix it or somebody got to go. They got to be less sensitive and worry about what Barkley is saying, you know, and play ball. He all in the Booker. He all in the Booker face last time.
Yep.
Booker face last time and everything and getting thrown, getting checked out, you know, getting the tech and all that. But Booker fried him, you know, so... Only way you're supposed to get back is going to play your game. But he tried to force it yesterday, what I saw earlier in the game. I didn't watch the whole game, but he was pressing. They was pressing to give him the ball also. So they was just out of their sync on what they usually do. So, but again, why would you put that boy Wiseman?
That whole game, they was out of sync.
I'm sorry. I don't even try to call you, Ted. Can I say something on piggyback on Ted real quick?
Yeah,
Wiseman, this team is a veteran team, a championship team, and I understand why they sent Wiseman down. He's only going to be gone for about 2 weeks. But they don't have time right now for the mistakes that he was making on the court as a rookie. The Warriors team that they were last year, they had time to, okay, you can make a couple of mistakes, because we're going to cover it up. But now the veterans are not – their chemistry is gone. They can't cover that up. They don't have time for him because he's making rookie mistakes, and he's not a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, I've been watching him, you know. So I thought it was a good move to send him down. That's my take on it.
Actually, he kind of is a rookie because he only had maybe it's two games in college – and then only a few games in pros, and he got hurt. So he's pretty much taken, you know, you can say that he is. But I definitely understand what you're saying. They saying that to give him more time and all that. I agree with all that, you know. But but the only way you're going to learn is by knowledge. But, you know, bottom line, they're going to need him. Let's say that. You know, whatever experiment they're doing, you know.
The G League is a good learning tool. It's a good learning tool for NBA players.
Indeed. That's why I say I agree. Like you say, I mean, he needs to go there. Time and all that. No, I definitely agree and understand. But what I'm saying, they're gonna need him come playoff time. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to be going against
they ain't
boys
going to the playoff if they can't win on the road. You can't win
at
on
all.
The road. What they going to do? You going to think they're going to go in the playoffs for a 42-42 record in the West? They must start winning some road games Before we talk about playoffs.
I know that's right, 007.
Yeah.
Because 0-9.
I hear OKC and Memphis, they ready. They ready to take the throne.
They
better watch Utah Jazz, too. But bottom line, they're not winning again. Let me put that out there right now. They're not gonna win again.
Let me ask this question. Is the NBA really in bad shape if Golden State is not in the mix come the end? No. I don't think so.
No.
I'm of the mindset that the NBA will be in a better position if Golden State didn't win it all. Because
everybody saw what happened to us last night. Well, what happened to us? What's to do? SAG, or Gorgeous, or Alexander, what his name is? All over his back. SGA.
I told G3 I did not pronounce that man's name at all. So I just call him SGA. But go ahead,
Alexander.
The NBA in great shape. In great shape, I think.
Yeah, I must agree.
I ain't going to go back to back no way. Still don't. I ain't got time for all that bragging. I ain't got time. My head ain't big enough for that.
I ain't seen the Lakers play this fast since Eddie Jones and Nick Van Nassel.
No, you won't go back. Don't have me bring out that number 8 coat, that 8 Lakers jersey now.
Nick Van Exel, the quick baby, that was a nice mob right there.
That was a nice little mob that they had right there. Kobe rookie year. He took them 3 shots, but that prepared him for what for the 5 championships he got, you know? So,
I can't go all the way back to 1970, nothing.
That's when the Lakers had Crips and Bloods on the team.
We're going to take one more call on this one. Come on, Darius, what's happening?
Darius.
How y'all doing?
What's the problem with Golden State, man?
Oh, that was the question of what's the problem with Golden State?
That's the question, yeah.
Yeah, that's the question.
To me, I think they just need to try a new lineup. To me, you got a guy like Draymond that ain't really bringing nothing no more. And you got a guy in Poole that's lighting it up. So in my opinion, I move Wiggins to the 4, let Klay slide, and let Poole start the game, or let's see how Poole's, you know, like instead of him coming off the bench sparking it, let's see if he can get it going just straight out the gate. In my opinion, go bigger
so
at that center position. Let Wiseman get more minutes.
So you take Draymond Green out of the starting round lineup.
Yeah, I sit him down right now. In my opinion, I definitely sit him down right now.
Okay.
Well, I
think bring Wiseman
one
back
thing,
up. I'm with you.
And bring Wiseman
one thing
back
about
up,
sitting.
Yeah.
One
yeah,
thing about
Wiseman
sitting Draymond Green.
Yeah.
One thing about sitting Draymond Green will tell us is if he was really mad over a personal situation with Jordan Poole, or was it a team thing? Because if it's a team thing, he has to know that he's the weakest link right now. He has to know that. And going to the bench should not be that much of an issue to him. Because again,
Draymond might be gone, man. He done a lot when he did that, you know, because you see how Curry kind of reacted.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you see how Curry kind of reacted on that press conference, man. It's some really turmoil. On what Draymond did to that young boy, man, was really very demonstrative, man. And they like, man, like you said, you the weakest link. And if you're not playing like you're playing, you trade bait. You know, let us cut our losses with you on this. You the poison that's kind of in this locker room. You know, your ways doesn't work anymore with this young group that we have.
Let me say this. Yes, Draymond Green, what he did was, you know, he should never done that, right? But that's not my issue. That was never my issue because stuff like that go on in the locker rooms all the time. Jordan punched Steve Kerr in the mouth. You know what I mean? So, I mean, stuff like that go on in the locker room all the time.
But he didn't hit him like
I'm
that. He didn't punch him like that down to the mat.
He hit him in the mouth. I don't care how he hit him, he hit him in the mouth.
Yeah, okay.
But what
okay.
I'm saying is, a punch is a punch. Yeah, your punch is a punch. But what I'm saying is, it should never have gotten out. That's what I'm mad about. It should never have gotten out. If it would have never gotten out, the outcome would be different. The outcome of their locker room would be different because he wouldn't have to explain himself over and over and over every time one of the fans see him. I'm talking about Jordan Poole. He don't have to explain himself why he got knocked out or every time they see Draymond now, why did you hit him? You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have never gotten to this point. So I'm really mad at how it got out. Because stuff like this go on all the time, and it should not get out. And that's what broke this team up. That is what broke this team up, for real. I'm telling y'all.
Well, sources are saying, upon this independent investigation, this thing was leaked by somebody with the team. This thing was leaked. By a
and that's why they're so mad.
Person. Exactly.
Yeah.
And Treece, I'm with you as far as a punch is a punch, and this thing should not have gotten out. But I'm going to put a little more responsibility on Draymond Green.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a little more responsibility on Draymond Green because, bruh, you know the time we're living in. You know. When Michael Jordan punched Steve Kerr, guess what, y'all? We don't know what type of punch it was. We don't know how Steve Kerr took it. Did he fall? Did he stand there? Or what it was because it never came out.
It never came out.
This guy
They didn't have phones like that. They didn't have them video phones like they do, and the media was.
They had video recorder, though. They had a camcorder.
But people weren't taking recorders to the thing. I mean, I'm saying, bottom line, y'all, you got access as we have now to it. It's instantaneous. You know what I mean?
Practices, as soon as video equipment became popular in the league, everything that goes on in practice was recorded. Why? Because coaches used it as a teaching tool. So everything was recorded. Everything was used as a teaching tool. And Draymond Green knows that today's world is different from that world back then. So he should have, as a veteran, as an old school dude, he should have practiced more self-control. That's all I wanted to say. Come on, Ted.
I'm good, man. Go ahead.
Hey, well, let me say this real quick.
Let me do a comment online. Betty says if he hadn't hit him in the first place, then it would never have gotten out. Period. Point blank. That's what she said. Go ahead, 57.
There you go.
But go ahead, 57. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I think all our points and our opinions could be valid, but when I listened to Darius and what Darius said, You're the championship team. You got the same team you had, other than a couple of adjustments and KD leaving,
yeah,
that you had 3 years ago. And you came,
mm-hmm,
back out there, you won a title, and you haven't made any adjustments. But everybody's adjusted to you because they want to kick your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On top of that,
I see that.
Your
everybody
chemistry is gone.
Good
your
point.
Chemistry
that's
is
true,
gone.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, what Darius says makes a great point. You need to make,
yeah,
some adjustments out there on the court. That's what you,
yeah,
got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. This right here. This basically it shows Steve Kerr his coaching. This come down to his
exactly.
Coaching. You cannot just sit there and just rely on what you've been relying on, and it's showing. You sitting there thinking this is just going to gel back together. No.
Yeah.
Gel it together.
He's trying to let it work itself
it
out,
together,
and it's not going to do that. It's
not
going to
do that.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not going to do that. He's going to have to step in like a parent would step in between their two
exactly.
kids fighting. I'm saying it like that, but it's true. He's going to have to step in. He's going to have to. He
somebody
got to
get a timeout.
Yeah. Or both.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or both.
Yeah. It put over in the corner.
Yeah.
Because
it
seems like when they're traveling on the road or something, whether how they travel, it's like when they get to arena, they not getting along. But when they at home, they winning. But they on the road, they not. I don't understand
right.
how you 0-9 on the road.
That's
there's a safety at home. There's a safety at
yeah.
home. Everyone at home has shown them, you know, we're okay with what happened. You know, we see you guys as our team. So our like Treece just said, as parents, we our children do things, and we're like, that's this baby being baby. Other people are like, get your bad, you know what, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Your
mm-hmm.
kid this, your kid that. So the mm-hmm. opinion of the outside, I believe, in my opinion, affects
them. Yeah.
Because they can feel it.
Yeah.
They can feel it. When basketball, think about this. Basketball is one of those sports where interaction with the fans, you're going to go through it. You can't dismiss that. You won't miss that at all because the fans are right on top of you, sitting on the bench.
On top of the court.
Going into the locker room. The fans, I watched a video where this lady asked LeBron, you know, how does it feel to be a little bee? And LeBron stopped and turned around, and all the officials was like, hey, lady, watch your mouth. And she was like, I'm a grown woman. I paid for this ticket. I just say what I want to say, you know, which she could, but still, this is the difference between the NFL, even hockey. There's glass all around the arena, and when the guys go into the locker room, they're walking down into the locker room. So what the fans
mm-hmm.
are saying, they can ignore. Basketball, you cannot do that. You can't.
Right.
The fans are right on top of you. So, you know, when they are on the road, I'm sure they're hearing that. Draymond, you're a punk. Draymond, you're a sucker. You took advantage of a young player, a smaller player. You know, and that stuff, being as though Draymond is a leader. Exactly. Jordan Poole, you're a punk. Why do you let that man just kill you like that? You know, you feel me?
Plus, it takes a bad man to walk into your living room and beat you up. You know, he might get you on the outside, but when you come home,
it's all Golden State fans. It's not too many fans of the other team. And guess what? The fans,
that's right,
a majority in that arena, they control what's being said and what's being done. I'm telling y'all, because if you come to a Golden State LA Clipper game, in Golden State, you might find a couple of L.A. Clipper jerseys and fans there, but you best believe it's an arena full of Golden State fans, and them L.A. Clippers going to watch what they say. They're going to watch their mouth, and they're going to act like somebody with some spirit. It's too many Golden State picks. But switch homes. Put the Golden State Warriors in L.A. Clipper land. Now, you only got a few Golden State jerseys, a few Golden State representatives. So them Clipper fans going to say whatever they want to say. And we all have social media. We all have social media, so we all know what's going on and what is happening.
Exactly.
Tool of the week, social media.
Social media is wicked, honey.
I said we was going to take it. That was our last call. But I got to bring my man, my brother Tang in here. What's up, Tang?
Hey, Tang.
Tails calling the phone. Much love and respect. How y'all doing today? What's up, big bro? What's up, Miss T?
What's up, fam?
007-57, Lou,
Cap,
D-Ma. How everybody doing?
Hey, guys, before I go, try to call my show this week if you can. It's, you know, the Thanksgiving show and whatnot. So, you know, if you got time between 4 and 6 p.m. Saturday, that's right, it's now 4 to 6. Call the following number, 512-543-4662. I'll repeat that one more time, 512-543-4662. Doesn't cost you a cent either.
All
so
right.
If you got time,
all right.
Call in.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks.
So enough. Have a safe week, Lou. All
right, Lou.
Come on, Tang. What's your opinion? In your opinion, what's the problem in Golden State, man?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said at the beginning when we were talking about it, man, I told y'all Draymond going to be gone before the during Valentine's Day weekend.
Mm.
He might be gone. He might be
okay.
gone before that, but he's going to be gone, man. And it's all because, like what y'all said, you know, Draymond's still Draymond, but like 57 said too, I heard him say the chemistry, it's just gone, man. You know, he don't get the crowd. He don't get the crowd hype no more when they on the road. He don't do none of that no more. It's like, you know, everybody just in the slump, they playing, and it's just got to be a change. Simple as that.
Wow.
Same.
Okay, so in other words, this punch is the punch that knocked Golden State out. Not this
Yeah.
At least Draymond.
I've been trying to say that. It was very more detrimental than what y'all trying to play it down as, man. I mean, I understand, you know, like you say, you were trying to say that they recorded. I know they've been recording videotapes back there because they have trainer section they go over, but it didn't get out to the public. You know what I mean? The coaches had it up in their office. Everybody wasn't able to see them unless you was a trainer or a coach or the player itself. But my whole can I finish?
You
got
an echo. It's an echo.
You got an echo, see? That's
you. You got an echo.
Okay, my point is, can you hear me?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you, but it's echoing.
Is it echoing now?
No, go ahead.
No. But as I said, like you were saying, talking about that video, I understand that, you know. You had to try to school me on it. I understand they videotaped the games, but like I say, it didn't get out to the public. You know what I mean? Only the coaches had it, the players saw it like that. What I'm saying, we're in the age where everybody is carrying a cell phone and they can instantaneously capture every moment and send it out to the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but
so that's the difference.
But yes, that's true too. That's true, Ted. But what I'm saying, they know the rules. Is what I'm saying. Whoever leaked
who
it, is what I'm saying. I don't care how it was leaked by
who
cell
know the
phone.
Rules?
By
the person who leaked it might not be a player. A person who leaked it might not have been a player.
Wait a minute. What I'm saying is, if you're in there, you're a part of the staff. Is what I'm saying. If you're in that. If you're in that, where they practicing at, if you're in that building where they're practicing at, That means you're a part of the staff, and the staff knows.
Right.
Don't leak nothing in this building. They know
this
that.
This world is
right.
about scandal. This world is about scandal
we
now. People, is nothing,
that. I
there's
understand
nothing
that,
sacred.
That's not what
there's
we
nothing
saying.
Sacred now. I'm just all my point is I'm just saying there's nothing sacred. So you can say however you
that,
feel. I'm just saying there's nothing sacred. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm
we
saying.
But
we
all agreeing with you, Ted. Nobody's disagreeing
with you.
It doesn't matter.
We're not disagreeing with you.
It doesn't matter if you do or not,
saying.
Though. But go ahead.
We're not disagreeing with you.
To leak that
that's
out.
Cool. That's cool. You don't have to. That's cool. You don't have to explain about you not disagreeing or agreeing. I can understand the concept of what's going on.
To leak
okay.
that out,
wow.
let me say this. To leak that out like that, you broke the disclaimer of trust between you and the organization, whomever it was that put that out there, because that was not supposed to be for regular people's consumption. It wasn't.
And the same thing.
And the
same thing
time,
that happened
okay.
in the White House too, right?
The last time I looked at it, that thing had over 52 million views. Over 52 million
okay.
views. That's a lot
what
of
that,
people who weren't supposed to be seen.
What if it was
but,
meant to get to be put out there? What about behind the scenes? This was a way to get rid of Draymond Green. What if that
oh, yeah.
tape was deliberately sent out there?
The contract was coming up. They didn't even give him the extra money. They didn't have to go to that extreme to get rid of him. They just don't re-sign them.
Well,
I
understand that.
Can I say something?
I
believe everything
that
y'all saying. I hear everything
everybody's
saying. But for real, like you say, the tape shouldn't have got out. And if you look at the view of the tape, the tape
yeah,
was up in the
have.
Air. So it looked like it came from somebody that was inside that auto room, you know, that video room, man. Because when you look at the tape and your hair came down, man, that's exactly what it looked like. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It definitely looked like it was in the film room. Definitely. I agree 100% on that because going back to what we said, teams have been recording practices now for years,
mm-hmm.
and I believe wholeheartedly that there was somebody videotaping, and if they haven't destroyed and burnt it, there is a tape out there of Michael Jordan hitting Steve Kerr. Seriously, but because it didn't come out when it happened, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
This is what
yeah.
I don't understand. You know, and I watch Chicago PD. They can tell when a guy's on the other side of town by his phone.
That's
how can they not tell us who recorded this tape?
Because,
yeah,
you know why, 57?
I agree.
It was somebody of power. It was somebody of power in the front office that they can't afford
yep.
for it to come out that they were the ones at the helm of this tape being released. They could not afford for it to be known that this person or that, almost the same as Udoma Ibaka with the situation with the Udoku. Almost the same as with that situation. They didn't come out and who this young lady was and what was what until the Nets came around sniffing at Udoka. And then everything came out. Then everything. It was this person involved with this person and this situation. But they did not let it out until it had to be let out. And then the same with Golden State. They are not going to release or put that person
nothing damaging
at jeopardy. Yeah, they're not going to put that out there. No, because guess what? He was working at behest of ownership. He was working at the behest of the people who write the paychecks. Hey, look, go ahead and let this junk leak, man. We're going to give you a dummy account. Go to see our IT people. They're going to make up a dummy account for you. Because remember, y'all, it was a few days where it was just told to us. It was just said to us. And then all of a sudden, about a week or two later, we actually see a video. And everybody is like, oh, I got to see that. Because I know I would. I was like, man, I want to see that, though. I want to see how this Bama really got out on his teammate. And sure enough, I was in awe. I was surprised, man. I could not believe that he had hit that young man the way he did. That was crazy to me. That was crazy to me. So
I thought y'all was joking.
Yeah. Yes. I thought it was a joke as well. I thought that we were getting caught up in some games that the media was trying to play. Because I did not believe that those type of fights was going on in the NBA. But then everybody said, boy, you better wake up. Boy, get out of fairy tale land. These Bamas for real, go at each other. And then when I saw it, I was like, damn, that was like Fordville bus stop back in the day. When the Jola became too much and it was Batman hit my hand. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wow.
What was that? Batman hit my hand.
Yeah,
that's the 80s thing. Yeah.
That's the 80s thing.
All my D.C. residents understand what I mean by Batman
hit
my hand.
He wasn't on this.
Hey, man, hold on, bro. I've been in D.C. since 78. I never heard that.
Because
you
it wasn't
you
might have
been
that's
in
right.
D.C., but
you wasn't
in
It wasn't your childhood. Age. You had to be a child to go through that, 57. You had to be
exactly.
a child to go through that.
You had to grow up.
Okay.
You have two dudes about to fight, but nobody really want to fight. But it's the person
right.
on the side that I want to see the fight. So,
right.
you know, the neighborhood dying king.
Oh, like knock the stick off my shoulder.
Exactly. Like knock the stick off my shoulder.
Just like
exactly.
that.
But you know
okay,
what?
I got
But if we somebody standing
in the middle,
going Batman,
saying,
hit my
Batman,
hand.
Why nobody ever hit him? Why nobody ever hit him?
I
ain't never seen the guy who was a Batman get hit. It was always Batman, hit by Batman. That's another story. Growing up in D.C., I tell you. All right,
so we need to have another podcast for that one.
You know, this was a hell of a conversation. Thank everybody. I really thank you guys for bringing all you brought to the table. And I guess we're going to see exactly what this situation with Draymond Green and Golden State turns out into. And we had the 76ers on for the day, guys. We had the Thunder on for the day. But we just exhausted basketball, and I appreciate that. I love that. 563-999-3782. Go ahead. Who is that?
Oh, that's me. I was going to say 57. You can't hear 1978. That's when the Bullets won the championship. Went on my birthday. I was 2 years old. I had to bring that up. Yes, sir.
Capital settle, baby.
Yeah, man.
Some people say Golden State need to do that. Do this thing right here. So, yeah, Golden State, this song for y'all.
Bust it.
Bust it.
This here's a champ for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot. bow down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Somebody got some skills.
Y'all better get it right on the road. Got to run like a double. Spicy like gumbo. Spice on the bubble. Y'all look, ain't ready. Tasting the boat. Got a kind of lyrical ready. Sharp as a machete. Don't fly to
man, herbs.
You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive, your head spin. Stop walking that one way. So that dead end. Put the down.
That's just what we do.
Better bring some water. Kick gasoline candle. Get this your heart jumping like a bass drum. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp.
Here I go. All right. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. The music has been playing. No introduction needed, but we're going to do it anyway. Lady T.
What's happening?
Okay, let's check out and see who is live and we have with us. I'm going to start with the ladies today. Lima, are you with us?
Yes, I'm
Lima,
here.
You with? Ah, thank you for that voice. Reach your cup. You with us, baby girl?
I'm here.
She's here. All right. 57, you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm taking the throne from Bro Last this week.
Okay, that's what's up. I love to hear that. 007.
Don't be saying that whole street name now. Wait a minute.
Nobody would have known, sis.
Hey, go ahead, host, co-host.
I'm going to take the whole state. Take the whole state.
There we go. Darius, you on board?
Yeah, man.
You here with us?
Yeah.
All right, my man Tang, last week's winner. You with us, Tang?
True to that blue, I'm going to win again. Let's go.
All right. Now,
yeah,
Lady
team,
T,
mate.
Lady T going to let y'all know your $5 must be in before tonight's kickoff. Your $5 must be in before tonight's kickoff. Hit them with the cash app, Lady T.
$ M-A-M-A-B-O-S-S, the number 5. The number 5, guys. So if you see Treetop, you're in the right spot.
Who is that?
What?
Ew.
Who is that? Yay, come on, y'all mute your phone when you gotta make those type of noises, please. Your host is the most got a weak stomach, man. Y'all better want to see me Earl on this jump. All right, come on, T. We can't see you yet, Kev. Yeah, that's true.
Well, they can see me, and I ain't trying to Earl. Yeah. Okay? Not trying to do it.
You know?
Never sir. All right, and Betty's online, you guys. Betty is online. She said, I'm here.
Okay. Sorry, my bad. My bad. That was on me. My bad.
Oh, wow. I was saying, dang, at least Betty can't win this week, but she is here, huh? Okay.
All right, guys. So listen, if y'all give me the money, I'm going to call you out, 007. If you give me the money after the kickoff, you will get a return.
Oh, no, mine's okay. Already sent to you. Already sent it.
All right. Because, you know, we was almost going to have
a sis, Tang got mine, sis. Tang got mine.
Are you sure? For
I talked to him earlier today. I talked to him earlier today.
Are you on the phone, Tang? Are you? Yeah. No. I'm just kidding.
I do it, sis. I knew it.
All right, guys. We got one, two, three, four. What? Five. What?
I was gonna say thank you for the last one. That's what I was gonna say. Go ahead. No.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey,
you stop smoking,
Doug. No crying.
007.
No crying if you lose.
Man,
no stop
snitching.
Oh, okay. Let's get it rolling. And 007, you are first up. Titans.
Yeah,
Titans
talking all that stuff.
Titans versus the Packers. Oh, wait. Is Ted playing?
No, Ted's not in.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. 007, Titans, Packers. We playing
this
game.
What's about that cheat?
Okay. Okay, I ain't got to say nothing to you. Gotcha. Darius, mute your phones, please.
Tennessee.
Hey, come on, y'all. If you know you got that noise in the background, mute your phone.
That's crazy,
please.
Man. Come on, now.
Just mute your phone. If you got that noise in the background, preacher's going to call your name. When you hear your name call, take it off mute and just put it back on mute, please. We want to get through these picks as soon as possible, y'all. We want to get through them as soon as possible. So, come on.
I got Tennessee.
Thank
you. Tennessee.
Tennessee. I got you, Darius. Come on, 57. Thank you, Kale.
Oh, Titans. Titans.
Come on, Mima.
Green Bay.
Betty says Titans. Come on, Tang.
Titans.
Greece.
Green Bay.
Kale.
Boy. Green Bay.
I'm going Titans. All right, guys. Let's keep it moving because we want to talk about some of these games because they good. And that was tonight's game. As a matter of fact, you guys, that is tonight's game. So get ready for that game. So the next game is on Sunday. Bears versus the Falcons, you guys. This game is being played in Atlanta. Bears versus the Falcons, you guys. Start us off, Tang.
I'm going with Atlanta.
Come on, Ms. Reese.
Bears.
Betty says Falcons. Come on, Mima.
Atlanta.
57.
Atlanta.
007.
Falcons.
I couldn't remember.
What? Remember what?
I couldn't remember who the other team was, so I went ahead and said Falcons.
Bears and Falcons.
I was thinking with the Falcons.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I get on my nerves. Mm-hmm. I feel for that one.
Lord.
Come on, Derek.
Bears.
Let's see. Come on, Kim.
Falcons.
I'm going Bears. I don't know why, but I'm going Bears. All right. Eagles versus the Colts. Eagles versus the – I don't know. I have to revisit that one before we get off the phone. Eagles versus the Colts. Eagles versus the Colts. Come on, 57, why you laughing?
Oh, man. I'm going with the Colts.
Okay.
Hey,
come on,
hey, real quick, y'all.
Yes.
The Eagles signed Ndamukong Suh. The Eagles have signed
Ndamukong
Suh. Yeah.
They
Eagles.
Sure did.
Yeah. Eagles.
Okay, come on, Darius. I got you.
Eagles.
Mima. Eagles. Betty says Eagles. Kale.
Eagles.
Tang.
Eagles.
Reese. Reese.
Eagles. Eagles.
I got you. Oh. All right.
That's who I hear.
This next game is a division game, guys.
Who are you going with, Chase?
Oh, I said Eagles. I said Eagles.
Oh, okay. So we only got one person going for the
Get y'all pen and paper out. Get y'all pen and paper out. Start taking down, write down what everybody says or what you think somebody's, write it down. Or y'all can go back and listen to the tape. Let's see where we started at. Division game.
Yeah, because I'm medicated right now.
I can't with you right now. I'm going to have to do you after I go through the list. Then I'll deal with you in your medication. Jets and the Patriots. We're playing this game in New England, guys. This is a division game being played in New England. What say you, Reese?
Jets.
You said, oh, Jets.
Got what?
Come on, Mima. New England. Betty says New England as well. I'm with Reese. I'm taking the Jets. Come on, Tang.
Jets.
Come on, Darius.
Jets.
007.
Belichick and the Patriots.
Oh, okay. 57.
Jets.
And that looks like it's half and half. But come on, Kale, with the come on, bring us up the rear.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Yeah, baby.
I got you. I got you. We only got three Patriots on that one. Everybody else went Jets. So that might be the difference right there for you, for us. Keep your eye on that Jets-Patriots. So our next game up will be Washington Commanders at the Texans, the Houston Texans. You guys, this game is being played in Houston. This game is being played in Houston. Come on. Well, let me see. We're going to start. Darius, start us off.
Texas.
Betty says Washington. Kale, you said Washington.
You know it.
Okay. Tang, what say you?
Washington.
Reese?
Washington.
007.
Commanders.
57.
Mm-hmm. He said there was strength. Commanders.
You know.
I'm going with the same team.
Not theirs.
Yep.
Commanders.
Duh. Commanders.
Duh. Not theirs. Duh. Commanders.
I can't. Come on, 57. I can't right now with him.
Yeah, I'm going with the Commanders.
Oh, okay.
No, Commanders.
I'm just going to put Commanders down. Yeah, I know that, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Meanwhile.
I'm going with the Redskins, and I'm not saying the other thing.
Oh, man.
Mima, you are socially incorrect.
Yeah, Redskins not playing, Mima.
You get to say, well, that's who I'm going for. So put the Redskins for me, okay? Thank you.
They going to cancel you. They going to cancel you.
Mima, you about to get canceled. You about to get canceled, Mima.
Cancel me. Delete me then. Delete me.
cheated. Not like that chance.
Yeah,
delete,
not that
good. Delete it. Yeah, we don't want you to go away. I'm going to go intimidated, so I'm going to put Redskins on here.
I bought too much stuff to change. I got too many stuff in the closet.
Let's go, y'all. Rams versus the Saints.
Rams versus the Saints. Huh? Please, who you going with,
Washington or Texas? Yeah, I said Washington. Why you know? Y'all can't hear me when I say my pick.
No, we was all yelling and celebrating. We was celebrating Nima with her Redskins, you know, revitalization.
I'm going with the other team. Not the Redskins, but the other team. Washington. What y'all call them now, the Commanders? Yeah, I'm going with them.
Commanders.
And you know
what? Commanders.
Real quick, Trace. I have to make this a point. We would have a sweep. But the one person on here with a Washington football team, that's you. Pick the Texans. Pick the Texans. We would have a sweep.
I ain't saying that. I rest.
I ain't never taking that track.
There we go.
Okay.
That's my co-host. I digress.
Rams, Saints. Come on out the gate, Kale, since you come on about the gate. Rams, Saints.
I'm going to say Saints.
Okay. Come on, Mima. The Saints. 57.
No. I'm sticking with the Rams.
Okay.
Yes.
007.
Saints. Cooper Kupp gone, right?
Yeah.
Saints.
There he is.
Cooper Kupp gone and Stafford need to be out.
Yeah.
Stafford might probably will be out in concussion protocol.
He probably won't play.
I don't know. I'm
now, they have him listed as playing.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to.
Okay. I'll be surprised if he finished the game.
And they say they scratch him.
Yeah.
Oh, he got a paper head.
Come on, Darius. I can't with you right now. Ram Saints.
Oh, I said Saints.
Oh, my bad. Betty said Saints. Reese?
Saints.
Tang.
Saints.
I'm going Saints as well. I don't want to pick some Rams. All right, let's see.
Another almost.
Rams. almost. 57 went Rams. All right. Let's see. Browns versus the Bills, you guys. Browns versus the Buffalo Bills. Cleveland Browns, Buffalo Bills playing in Buffalo. Playing this game in Buffalo. I'm going first. Kale, I'm taking the Bills. Come on, Reese.
The Bills.
Come on, Mima. Browns, Bills.
Buffalo.
Betty says Bills. 67.
Browns.
Come on, 007.
I'm thinking Buffalo.
Come on, Tang.
Buffalo.
There he is.
Bills.
Did I get everybody? Let me make sure I got everybody. Kale. Bills Mafia.
Are they playing in Cleveland?
No, they're playing in Bills.
No, they're playing in Detroit.
Buffalo. No matter. The next game is
Panthers versus the Ravens. North Carolina Panthers and the Baltimore Ravens. You guys playing this game in Baltimore. In Baltimore. Start us off 57.
Ravens.
Come on, Darius.
I'm glad Cap ain't here.
Oh, Lord.
Ravens.
Oh, she. Did y'all hear her say Ravens?
Yep.
Ravens.
Right. Would you say 007? I'm sorry.
Yep. I'm in it to win it, too. Ravens.
Okay. Gotcha. Come on, Mima.
Mima Baltimore.
I know that's right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, y'all know Betty says Raven babies. Come on, Kale.
Ravens.
I'm going Ravens. Tang. I'm going Ravens.
Ravens.
Reese.
Ravens.
Y'all heard me say Ravens, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
that is a sweep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's our first sweep, guys. That's our first sweep. So that game is like, don't even matter. All right. So, Lions versus the Giants, you guys. Lions versus the Giants. This game is being played in New York. New York Giants. All right. Come on, Reese, start us off.
Giants.
Oh, you said Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry about that. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. Come on, Darius.
Giants.
Come on, 007.
Giants.
57.
I ain't loving New York City.
Okay. Come on, me,
Ma. New York City.
The Giants. Come on, Cam.
Giants.
Tang.
Giants.
I'm taking the Lions.
What?
Almost.
I ain't even going to lie to you. I was feeling that, but I went on with it because the Lions ain't really been playing that good. But this might be their week. You never know. But I was
right.
Feeling that as well.
Right.
I mean, they did come off a win.
It's up in the air. All right, this next game is a division game that I think
my
both
Betty.
Teams win. Say it one more time. I'm sorry.
My Betty, I'm sorry. She went giant.
Okay. I'm sorry. I saw it on the thing.
Oh,
and
so you prevented
it
the
I did
sweep.
Not say hers out loud. I apologize.
You prevented the sweep.
She went
Trace.
Giant.
You prevented the sweep.
I know. I got.
She did it.
I know.
She did it.
Right? It's my fault this time. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh,
I just feel like the Lions gonna win. Raiders versus the Broncos. Division game, guys. This game is being played in Russell Wilson's house. He is going to be in the game and present and accounted for. Okay? So, listen. Let's see. What my mother said, you didn't get me. Oh, she said I didn't get her either. I did say you giant. I got you. We're going to start off with you. How about that? We go Raiders and Broncos. Broncos. She go Broncos. All right, guys. Come on, Aries. Raiders and Broncos. Division game.
Broncos.
Come on, Mima.
Broncos.
We're doing the ladies first on this one. So I'm going Broncos with the ladies. All right.
Like,
y'all
like the colors. Y'all like the colors.
I know, sir. We actually think this man might need this game, and he needs to win this game. So he needs to come with his A game, and everybody else needs to bring their A game.
I mean,
listen, everybody help him.
57.
I'm going with the Raiders because Sierra done stole that boy's strength.
Oh, Lord.
He died.
Make him say, oh.
I ain't talking to you right now. Come on, 007.
I'm going with the Raiders, too.
They ain't no bad words. Come on, Darius.
Oh.
I can't with him.
Raiders.
All right, let's go to Tang.
Raiders look like the men versus the ladies this go around.
That's it.
Hey,
okay.
The Broncos ain't winning no more.
You want me to just write it down for the Raiders, Cam?
Hey, I was just thinking the same thing. Tang just came out with. Look like the men versus the women on this one. Cause I'm going Raiders too.
This is cool. I'm gonna highlight that one on the thing so I can know. That's what
they're
gonna
be crying. They're gonna be crying next week.
Yes, they are, Mima. Yes, Mima.
Sure, you're right.
They're gonna be crying next week.
Don't fall, 57. Cause I did that last time.
Right. Oh, my goodness. We already got four more, so let's get these done so we can do some more great big laughs like that one. Cowboys versus the Vikings. Cowboys versus the Vikings, guys. Y'all know this Dallas Cowboy and these Minnesota Vikings, the two quarterbacks are identical in stats right now. They're identical. So, Tang, you still true to that blue?
Always.
All right. Let's do the men first. Come on, Kel. What say you?
Vikings. Dak called all his receivers, man. Them dudes feeling some type of way, man. They is.
They better be feeling like catching a ball. Betty says Vikings. Come on, Reese.
Vikings.
I'm going Cowboys.
Vikings.
007.
We can't lose twice, right? Cowboys.
Shoot, yes they can.
Darius. Come on, Darius.
Study long, you study wrong.
Stop staring at him, Pete.
What's that, you, Darius?
I said Vikings.
Well, you must have said it in your room because I ain't hit on the phone. Mima.
Stephen A. Smith said Prescott was the weakest link, so I'm going with the Vikings.
He's going to say that anyway. Yeah, he hates the Dallas.
Said that about Aaron Rodgers, too. And Aaron Rodgers woke up.
He sure did. Betty says Vikings. All right, guys, this next game is a division game, and Betty is cracking up. All these emojis just came through, like 100 of them. All right. Bengals versus the Steelers. Division game. And this game is being played in 57 House. Woo! Let's go, 57.
Black and yellow. Steelers, baby.
Okay. Come on, 007.
I like the Bengals in this game.
Of course you would, bro.
Sorry, I had to pick it.
Give me Pittsburgh.
Who?
Pittsburgh. Phyllis, right?
That's my nephew right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Betty says
we ride together. Ride or die.
Yeah, I mean, you talking over me. I need the people to hear the pick.
Sir. I'm sorry, my friend. Shut up.
Betty says Steelers. Come on, me, Ma.
I'm going with the Bengals. I'm not following 57 this week.
No.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Kane.
Going with Pittsburgh.
Come on, Reese.
The Bengals.
I think the Steelers are going to win this game because it's a division game. Steelers. Steal me.
Boom.
All right. These last two games are division games, guys, so keep it in your brain. Division games. I'm going to say it again, but it's a division game. Chiefs versus the Chargers. This game is being played in L.A., L.A. Chargers. This game is going to be crazy, too. All right. Let's start us off, 007.
I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm going with the Chiefs. All right.
Come on, Darius.
Chiefs.
Betty says Chiefs. I hope y'all keeping score. Chiefs. Come on, Mima. Chiefs. Come on, Tang.
Chargers.
Whoa.
I was going to say Chargers, too. Come on, Reese.
Chiefs.
Come on, Kale.
Let me make it fun in my house. I'm going Chargers.
Okay, y'all know the quarterback hurt, right?
Yeah, who?
I'm going
Justin
Chiefs.
Herbert?
Yeah.
Herbert ain't hurt.
Yeah,
he got that cartilage tear in his ribs.
No, he got... He's
playing
with it, though.
He's
been playing with it.
Oh, nah. Change me to the Chiefs. Change mine, Chiefs. Reach, we're going to have fun with another game. Change me,
Chiefs. Who else want to change? Anybody else? All right. That would have been sweet, but, Tang, that went up for us. Thank you, Tang. Thank Tang, y'all. Y'all thank me. Y'all
thank
me.
He did it.
All right.
He did it.
I'm gonna be thanking y'all. I'm gonna be thanking all of y'all because that's gonna split me apart from everybody.
Oh,
thank you, y'all.
Okay.
Hey,
okay,
bro.
So this is what I'm saying.
You don't
right
want enough.
I'm getting on my nerves. 49ers versus the Cardinals. Last division game of the week. This is a Monday night game. Just like the Chiefs and Chargers is the Sunday night game. I should have told y'all that. I'm sorry. But that was a Sunday night game. The 49ers got the Monday night game. 49ers versus the Cardinals, and this game is in the Cardinals' house. Y'all already know I'm picking the 49ers. I already wrote it down. I don't know if nobody else knew that or not. And then I'm going, I'm going 23-17. Yeah, 23-17. Okay, so that's my score. Betty says 49ers. Y'all get y'all scores together while I'm doing Betty. Y'all know what numbers and all that stuff. Y'all ain't got to be guessing. Give us enough time to talk about some of these games. 49ers, and she's saying 23-20. Come on, 57.
49ers, 26-14. I'm sorry.
26-14?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, 007.
I'm going Cardinals. Let's go, Kyle. 23-17.
Okay. Come on, Darius.
Give me the Cardinals.
What?
22-16.
Come on, Mima.
49-27-17.
27-17. Gotcha. Come on, Ms. Reed.
I got the 49ers, 21-20.
Oh, yeah, you can do that because Betty went 23-20. So you can do 21-20. Nobody else did that. Okay, you good. Come on, Tang.
49-26-23.
Total winners. Okay, 26-23. Gotcha. Come on, Kale, bring us up. Yeah, I got the score.
49ers, 19-14.
Hey, guys, look. That is Lady T's picks. If you guys are on this phone and you guys want to change anything before we get off the phone, feel free to do that. But if you're playing the game for the money, the cash app is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. You guys, the number 5. And
I have a
quick break. Okay, what do you have?
I did pick the Bills, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure. That's all. I'm
you
good.
You just left the doctor, didn't you? You medicated.
I can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
I did.
I can't.
I can tell.
The number? We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, look,
and
if somebody else on here medicated too, but they ain't saying
we
nothing.
We know.
Trust me.
We know. We ain't got to say nothing, but we know.
We
know.
The number is 563-999-3782. Quick break. We'll be right back.
You got the your mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of your PMD. Or you should keep quiet while the MC rap, but if you're tired, then go take a nap. Or stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now, I'm about to shake and bend. The E-I-C-K is my name, my spell. Things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1-2, I run down the line. To the average MC.
I'm known as the Terminator, Funky Beat Maker.
Hey, can I say one thing before we let me say
look,
one thing, Kill. 007, you got to change your score. You got the same score as me.
I thought I heard
what,
that.
What happened?
Yeah.
23-17.
Yeah, you picked the same
Treats
score.
Treats already had hers in. So you got to change your score from 23-17 to what? What say you, 007?
Right.
Well, hey. Kyle going to throw four touchdown passes, 28-17.
28-17 Cardinals.
Yeah.
I got you. Because Kale is saying 20, I mean, not Kale, but Meemaw has 27-17.
Right.
Okay.
007, stop taking all that medicine. You took too much medicine.
Right.
I ain't got no Robitussin.
All right, so we all good.
I ain't got no Robitussin.
Oh, my goodness.
Can we just, please, Monelli. Kale, come
yeah,
on.
We know what you're tussling with, bro. We know what you're over
right.
there tussling with. I think one of the most intriguing games this week is going to be that them Saints and Rams. You know, I mean, actually, there's a couple of games. I mean, the Ravens. Everybody knows the Ravens are going to win. I mean, that won't be a surprise to us. But this Saints and Rams, Bills and Browns. Maybe the Bengals and the Steelers. Maybe the Steelers and the Bengals. What did you say? Who was that?
Huh?
They said something about the Bears.
Oh, the Bears are playing the Falcons. The Falcons.
Yeah, somebody said the Atlanta and the Bears. That might be an intriguing game. It depends on if the Bears coaching staff allows this young man to do what he do, and they don't, you know, hurt their team chances by not letting the young man run that ball. You know, I understand
right.
you want to protect him. You don't want him to get hurt. I can understand that fully, but excuse me, guys. And sometimes you have to allow the quarterback be who he is. Thanks, Drew. Sometimes you got to allow the quarterback to be exactly who he is. You know? So
I mean, it was a close game. It was a close game.
Right.
They lost. It was 31-30, and Justin Fields was running all over the field. I mean, you know, it's up to the Bears defense, you know, saying to help him out because he is a, you know, good quarterback. Look like he could become elite about 2 or 3 years from now. But he's been doing this thing. And he might, you know, Mariota and him, that's going to be a great matchup. They both like the run. They both are running quarterbacks. So that's going to be intriguing.
I don't see Mariota as a scrambling quarterback too much no more. I just don't. Even when he was young in his career, he would try to scramble, but he was more in the elk of a Matt Leinart or one of those type of guys. He was a pocket passer.
Ooh.
And he found more success in the pocket than outside. Now, I know in this system now that he's in, they promote him running and moving around. But I don't think that fits him like they would like it to. You know, that's just
I think one of the teams we need to keep an eye on is for the rest of the season is the Jets. If their quarterback can start playing better than he's playing, the Jets got a good offensive team and a good defensive team. They might go somewhere
and
this year.
Coach.
We might surprise them. And a good coach, exactly. And a good coach.
Even though he's a rookie. I mean, this is second year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, he. At first I was saying, sometimes when he came out the gate, I was saying people need to stay in their lane. But I think he kind of found his lane because he worked that thing out.
Their running game is good.
Mm-hmm.
With just 2 years of experience, we can call him a rookie. You know, we can look at him as a rookie because he really hasn't faced all the situations an NFL head coach faces yet. So we can still call him a rookie. That's no knock on him. That's just the experience that he has.
I get it.
Dallas and the Vikings. Tang, I'm going to tell you, man. I'm going to tell you. If it wasn't for Dak calling out his receivers, I would have picked you all in this game. But I truly believe there's going to be some residual from this calling out incident. I really do, man. It's sort of like the whole Draymond Green, Jordan Poole. This is something that should have stayed in-house, man. It really should have stayed in-house. It says a lot about you as a quarterback when you feel that it's okay to call your teammates out like that. You know, especially guys that you're dependent on. Especially guys that whether or not you're doing a good job depends on what they do. You know, we can look at quarterbacks and how they go about their business all the time. And we can say, oh, that was a good throw or that was a bad throw. You know, all the time. But no matter what it is, as a receiver, you're expected to catch that. You're expected to do whatever it takes, especially if that ball hits your hand. Then that's considered a catchable ball. I don't care what transpired during the process. That is considered a ball mm-hmm. that you should have caught. And we know that without the quarterback saying a word. You know, that you're not playing football for dummies here. You know what I mean? The people that are watching this sport, we know exactly what is what, what's right, what's wrong, what should and what shouldn't be done. We know all of that. So for you to call out your teammates like that, I can't help but to think that unless, and we don't know this, but if he took the time during practice and got mm-hmm. with these guys and said, you know, that was my mistake.
Yep.
I was wrong for doing that. You know, look, man, I'm going to depend on you guys big time the rest of this season. I need you. I was just frustrated and said some things that I shouldn't have said. Now, if he did that, yeah, I can see Dallas doing what they need to do. Because the Vikings, a lot of people want to say that the Vikings have been lucky this year. Listen, there's no such thing as luck. It's not about luck.
They won
these
more
guys have done
close games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Kev.
You're right. They won more close games and games that they were losing coming down
yep.
to the last few minutes. You know, coming down to the fourth quarter, 2 minutes or less. They found a way to win. So we can't say that these guys are lucky. We can't say that. They're finding ways to win.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Will Dallas hold together this week under that Viking curtain, that them purple people eaters? Will they hold true? Will they remain a team and uh-huh. work together?
You know they fragile, man.
Yeah,
you know how
know
quickly
that.
They dissolve mentally.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why it's all the more important.
That's all I'm
saying. That's why it's all the more important to not call these dudes out, man. It's all that much more important. Don't call them out.
But I think sometimes they need to be get called out. Sometimes, you know,
mm-hmm.
because my thing
mm-hmm.
is they know that defense know that he can put them points up, so they lacking. They just doing the very minimum. You know what I'm saying? They doing the minimum. But when rushing it, they know they got to bring their A game because he don't put up as many points as Dak do. So, yeah, I'm going to need y'all to stop BSing around here and bring the A game when I'm out here, just like when y'all bring the A game when Rush is here. So,
well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, we never talk about the special teams of the Cowboys. I mean, what's up with Turbin, you know, with his returns? You know,
you're
not getting no yards with that. You know,
you
got to look at the special things, too.
I'm just saying, y'all.
I just
think
what you're saying, too. 007. Only reason why I'm going to say something, 007, is because Dak ain't got nothing to do with the special teams, man. Y'all go ahead and keep talking.
Yeah,
I mean, so I say that because it's all three things for the king.
Turbin got to get his yards on his own and do his thing. He'll do his thing. It's what, seven more games left.
Yeah.
Minnesota's problem is going to be Dallas's defense, and that's going to be their problem. They got to deal with Parsons, and they can move him all over the field. That's what's on Minnesota. If they can deal with that, they can win the game.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
If they play Parsons correct, Dallas lost last week because they did not play Parsons correct, man. They did not. That dude is they bought a page out of Washington's playbook, to be honest. Yeah, we know you're good at doing this, but we want you to do that.
Why? Why?
This has been winning for us, for me. Why do we need to switch that? Well, I looked at that run play, that one run play that Green Bay made when I forgot his name, but he bounced the run out to the outside, and Parsons is caught up in the wash. This is your fastest, best defensive player that you have on your team. He should never be in a position where he's caught up in the rush.
He shouldn't be in that position. But you got to understand, too, that our man Bobbin out. So they slid him over and broke that other dude up. And really, that's been the difference right there once Bob went out. When Bob come back, that defense going to be back what it was, man. We'll be all right.
And on that note, you guys, we love you guys. Y'all know it. Y'all feel it in your bones that we love you because how we argue and fuss. So y'all know we love you because y'all come back to us, and we love it. We love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I promise you. Kale M&T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale M&T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kale M&T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner on Facebook. You guys can log in to blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. You guys take it easy, be safe. I love you all. Kale, you have the very last word.
All right, all right. You guys know it, like Tree say, man. We really and seriously appreciate you all coming and being a part of this show. You guys make this show what it is, and we really, really thank you. Thank you for putting up with us and everything that we bring during the show. Everybody have a safe weekend. Enjoy the football. And we will get at you Tuesday. Good Lord be with you.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great one.
Happy and show.
Mr. Bombastic. We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shuggy. Mr. Lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, lover. Girl. Mr. Lover, lover. I'm Mr. Lover Lover. She call me Mr. Bombastic. Call me fantastic. Put me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. Touch me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Smooth. Just like a silk. Half and cuddly. Hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. Now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. You know me well, Bill. Do me, yo, my. Well, well. Can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the young girl who can ring my bell, and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on my body, there's a Mr. Rowe. Up the sweet cold breeze. You don't feel like drive, well baby hand me the keys, and I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you stick to my foot bottom, baby please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a hachoom sneeze. Well you are the bun and me are the cheese, and if I'm me of the rice, well baby love you the peas. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Rose. Y'all, you're loving, well, good, I want your loving. Can't be it like you should, I'll give you loving. Girl, you're loving, well, good, I want your loving. Y'all, you remember the wood you like to kiss and caress. Rub down every strand of your bandages. I'm bombastic, rated as the best.